Welcome to episode 553 of Salcedo Paranormal. I'm your host, James Salcedo, and tonight I'll be sharing true paranormal stories from the web. As always, you can find all episodes of the show, along with links to social media and other ways to contact me at the podcast page. And that is salcedoparanormal.podbean.com. That's S-A-L-S-I-D-O paranormal.podbean.com. Always happy to hear from y'all, whether you have comments or questions or topic suggestions or stories of paranormal experiences, whether they're your own or from others that you trust. Happy to either read those or happy to join me on the show to talk about them. Thank you all for listening, whether you are here for the live streams on Discord, or you listen to the podcast or YouTube feeds, or on the Trouble Minds Radio Network, KUAP Digital Broadcasting. There you can hear replays of two episodes of the show every night, right before Trouble Minds Radio comes on. And that is, of course, hosted by Michael Strange. I always want to thank him for posting all these shows on the station and having me there as well. So, and if you'd like to support the show, there are some different ways to do that. You can always share the show with others and rate and review it on your favorite podcast platforms. You can find books I've written, paranormal fiction and nonfiction, over on Amazon. You can also sign up for the Patreon page and get one extra episode per month of the show whenever I'm able. And that's for all paid membership tier levels. Or you can just make one-time donations through PayPal. Support is never expected, but always appreciated. And as there are expenses in making these shows, from equipment to research materials to travel expenses in some cases. And thank you all for being here. Also, thank you all for putting up with whatever minor annoying sounds you might hear. I'm dealing with allergies, so just wanted to make sure I let y'all know that. And I'm also sort of just getting back into the schedule again, so thank you for being patient as I kind of work through all of that. But yeah, so this is just more true paranormal stories from the web, and it's one of my favorite things to do. And so I think with that, we can get right to it. So let me get to the file here. And I haven't looked at some of these stories in weeks, so they'll be sort of surprising to me as well as I go along. This first one says, "My mother still turns pale when telling this story, even 25 years later. This happened when I was very little. I lost a small red dragon toy, which was my absolute favorite, and taken everywhere with me. I cried for months over the lost toy. The family searched extensively for the toy, moving furniture, emptying boxes, and checking every possible location." Excuse my cat, she runs around the apartment anyway, but never found it. On the day of my grandfather's funeral, my mother sat 2-year-old me on the kitchen counter to put on my shoes. My mother turned around briefly to pick up the shoes from the floor. When she turned back to me, the lost red dragon toy was in my hand. My mother, in tears, asked me where I had found the toy. I replied, "Grandpa just gave it to me." When my mother asked where he was now, I said, "He left. He said he had to go home and that he loves us." I continued playing with the toy as if nothing extraordinary had happened. And that's where that one ends. That's a really amazing one. Sort of a visitation from a recently deceased loved one and helping out, but also using that helping out as a sign and to get a message across to the family. Really, I think that's really amazing, because it does sound like, I mean, if it was right on, if the toy was right on the counter, you would think that the family would have found it in the months, I think they said they were looking for it, at least days. So, and then to have it just be there, it just is really amazing. And have the kid, even though they don't remember it now because they were so little, say that they saw their grandpa, their grandfather. So, and then get that message to the family. So that really is an amazing one. And I feel like I've heard similar stories of messages and just sort of paired with unexplainable things happening at the same time. A lot since doing these shows and over the years listening to other shows. So it doesn't surprise me, but it's an amazing example of that kind of a thing happening. So, so yeah, neat story there. And glad that it helped out with the family. So moving on to the next one here. This one says, I have a great great grandmother who is around 97 years old. In their house, there is a room with a bed, crib, and a connected bathroom. I used to frequently use this bathroom because it was isolated and located in the back of the house. The bathroom door has no lock and has a 2-inch gap. Once, while using the bathroom, I thought I heard someone walking down the hall. I called out hello, but received no response, initially thinking nothing of it. However, I then heard the bedroom door creak. I called out again, but still received no response. When I looked at the doorway, I saw what appeared to be the eye of a child peeking into the door. I had a 5-second long eye contact with the child before it disappeared. There were no children present in the house at the time. I got up and peeked out the bathroom door, catching a glimpse of a little foot disappearing out of the bedroom door. After this experience, I never went back to that house again. And that's where that one ends. It's sort of sad that they never went back there, in a way, that it frightened them so much, I guess. I can understand that in a way if they've never had any other experiences. And so I can understand them being frightened, but yeah, I wonder what was going on with that kid. If it was a kid, I mean, I can see a kid doing that if they're sort of young enough, maybe, not thinking about how they're sort of invading someone's privacy and just wanting to see who's in there, especially if it is some kind of a, if it's a kid that is not associated with the family and they're either a spirit or they're in some other, there's some kind of time or multiverse overlay kind of thing going on there. I can see a kid being wondering who was in there and what they were doing and just looking in there and then backing off. I wonder if, the person with the experience there maybe startled the kid, just as much as the kid startled them. I think that happens sometimes. It seems like some cases more so than others, the reactions of these, other beings, other entities, other people, whoever they are, they seem surprised as well. So that's a neat one there. It's just sad that the person never wanted to go back to the house again, but again, understandable. So, but yeah, that's quite the sighting. Pretty hard to mistake that for any kind of natural or logical explanation. So, moving on to the next one here. Let's see here. Okay. I have to scroll down because it's spread across two pages. There we go. Okay, this one says, excuse me. I am currently 24 years old. But this happened when I was around 16. At the time, I was usually home alone during the day, while my mother was at work. One day, while hanging out in my room and taking pictures on my phone, I heard my mom close the door and walk into the kitchen. I yelled out, "Hi, Mom." And my mom responded with a "Hi" back. After a few minutes, I realized I hadn't seen my mom go into her room. I walked out into the living room to check, but didn't see her. I checked the kitchen and my mom's bedroom, but couldn't find her. I also didn't hear my mom leave again, which was unusual because we had bells on the back of our door. Shrugging it off, I went back to my room and started playing on my phone again. Suddenly, I heard my mom whisper my name right next to my ear, causing me to freak out. I looked around, but no one was there. I had two dogs with me, but the dogs weren't reacting to anything, so I didn't think much of it. After calming down, I called my mom to confirm she was still at work, which she was. This type of incident, where I would hear my mom's voice or a random voice calling out my name, used to happen a lot in that apartment. And that was not the only strange thing that happened there. And that's where that one ends. I think with the mom, it's possible, maybe one possible explanation is that she was thinking of the writer. But it is odd that there were other voices heard there as well. So not to say that the two things can't happen and be different things, but yeah, having that right next to the person's ear, that's not fun, even if it's sort of a, unintentional thing, whether it is or not, it's hard to say. But then having other activity there, it sounds like there was other things going on there too, so it might have just been an active location. And it's hard to know who's there or what the intentions are when it's like that too, I would think. So, but yeah, voices seem to be really common. I don't know, I feel like I hear a lot more about voices or sounds than sightings overall. Except for maybe in the case of like kids or just exceptionally active locations. It seems like a lot of things are just sounds or objects moving. I feel like maybe sightings are not quite as common. But again, that's just based on what I can think of right now. And so that doesn't mean that's accurate either. So moving on to the next story here. Let's see. This one says, my girlfriend and I were talking upstairs when our TV downstairs turned on via our streaming device. Our security camera footage showed the TV sitting on a menu for about 4 minutes before the voice feature activated. The TV briefly played a meme video before immediately switching to a certain older song. My girlfriend and I were discussing our relationship upstairs when we heard the TV. I came downstairs and found the song playing. We asked each other if we were messing around, but we denied it. My girlfriend's great-grandmother, who was born 10 years after the song had come out, had recently passed away, making the incident feel bizarre. We called my girlfriend's family to ask if the grandma liked the song, but the family was unsure. I am trying not to connect potentially coincidental events but my girlfriend has been feeling down, and her grandma's funeral was just the other day. While we were downstairs, we witnessed the same voice function search for and play another older song right in front of us. Initially, I thought the remote might be glitching and picking up voices, but we were talking a lot, and nothing else came up. When I turned the TV off, it made a loud settling sound as I did so, adding to the spooky atmosphere. I got goosebumps. Has anyone else had similar experiences with these kinds of devices? Was this a paranormal event? And that is, that's quite a lot for the one, that one incident to have happen, I feel like. Especially if it was doing things in response to voices that the people were not making or were not saying. Basically, responding to voices that were not theirs, seemingly. And then that sound of it, the TV settling, I wonder what that was. Was there something in the machine that was sort of, I don't know, winding down? Or was it sort of, I don't know, did it shift somehow, the TV itself? I don't really know, but all of that going on there, I mean, if some other force is causing all that to happen in the TV, maybe it did cause something physical along with on the outside of the TV as well as maybe on the inside or on the inside of the devices there to shift, I guess. I don't know. But that's a lot. That's a lot of activity. And I think that's the first time I've heard of quite so much as of the devices that respond to voices reacting when there is no voice or when the voices are not giving the devices commands. That is odd. I feel like that's sort of a modern extension of technology being influenced by other forces. That's sort of like one of the most recent possible examples of that. Was it picking up on other voices that were somehow like maybe like almost like EVPs? Would the people there have caught voices if they had been recording with audio devices at the time? That's a neat question there. I wonder if that would ever happen. Also, I wonder, that could be a fun experiment in a way sometime, to sort of have one of those voice devices, those smart devices, and then set up a voice recorder, don't say anything, and see if anything happens with the smart device. Especially in a place that, like that, or in a situation like that where there's things going on, or maybe in a location, again, where there's other things going on. I could see that sort of, I don't know, that could be interesting, and not that, I don't know if that would really prove anything, but if you picked up voices on the recording and then also had the smart device react to things, that, I don't know. That seems like it'd be just, I'd like to try that in a way. Not in my own home, but I wouldn't mind trying that somewhere. But there's a lot of stories that I've seen over the years of different voice devices reacting. And I'm not saying any of their names because I don't want to activate anyone's devices, because I've heard of that on different shows before. Just regular shows where they say the name of the product and it starts talking. So, but I've heard of devices acting weird or saying weird things over the years. And I think some of it obviously could be glitches and just technology and all those things, random factors that go into how all that works. But I also wonder if in some cases it couldn't be some external forces or consciousness affecting the devices to do certain things. Because if they can affect other devices and make things turn on or off or stay on or any and pick different songs off of like MP3 players of any kind. In some cases, I've heard of that. If they can affect other devices in other ways, then why couldn't other beings affect these smart devices to make them say certain things or play certain things? So just some thoughts there on all that. But moving on to the next story here. I think we can get at least one more in before we stop. Let's see. This one says, I used to be a hardcore atheist who would mock anyone talking about ghosts, aliens, or anything supernatural. My worldview was narrow, and I was only interested in going to the pub with my friends, the bar. I had an experience that completely changed my perspective and made me fully believe in the existence of the spirit world. I was living with an ex-girlfriend, and on her street, there was a big house on the corner surrounded by a high fence with a little gate in the middle. An older woman lived alone in the house and could often be seen in her well-kept garden, mostly spending time outdoors behind the little gate between the fences, chatting with neighbors or observing the street. I feel like I might have missed a section there, maybe not. One night, around 10:30 p.m., I was parking my car outside my girlfriend's house after visiting a friend. It was dark, and I had nothing on my mind. As I closed my car door and started to lock it, I noticed a bright light coming from the gate of the old woman's house. I saw a full apparition of the old woman, a foggy, translucent figure radiating a significant amount of white light, illuminating even the fence. When the apparition and I faced each other, she shifted behind the fence, drifting sideways as if floating, rather than stepping aside like a person would. I tried to dismiss what I saw, convincing myself that I had imagined it. But when I told my girlfriend about the experience, she told me that the older woman had died 2 days ago. This confirmation shocked me, causing me to freeze and freak out, my eyes streaming with tears as I replayed the experience over and over in my mind. I needed this experience to change my perspective and lead me on a journey of discovering more about the strange realm of the supernatural. I don't care if others believe me. I wouldn't have believed it either without seeing it with my own eyes. No one can truly know about ghosts until they've experienced it for themselves. And there's not too much more to say about that one. Just sounds like exciting. So I'm going to leave it there. Thank you all for listening, and I will talk to you all on the next episode of Salcedo Paranormal. Take care.